Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Mac Effect, your host here, Mike. I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in, for coming here, giving me a little bit of your time. Here we go, Q&A week four. And before I begin, I definitely want to keep encouraging you guys to send your questions, keep sending your topics that you guys want to talk about. I need them, obviously, to continue with content, but at the same time, I hope I can give something in that area that you are asking so that we can help you out in one way or another. So for week number four, guys, I want to talk about marriages. And I know, again, I said this in the last, in week three of the Q&As. These subjects are not 10-minute segments. They have to be a lifetime, like, we're learning as we're going as well. So even a book can help, but it's not going to finish fixing everything because it keeps evolving and it keeps changing. And we almost have to keep adapting and growing to the level of where we're at in our relationships and stuff, right? So when it comes to marriages, guys, first of all, there's no perfect marriage out there. None. And the person that you are marrying has baggage in from their past. They also have character flaws that they're working through and are going to be imperfect. And it's a challenge because sometimes we feel like we get into a marriage thinking, how is it going to bless me now that I'm getting married? Oh, heck yeah. Now I'm going to have my wife. I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that. You're thinking of you. But little do you know, in a marriage, the reality is you have to be thinking more of what am I going to do to give to this person to make that person's life easier and better? Because it's more about sacrifice. If you can learn how to die to self, and not literally physically, but I'm saying emotionally and expectations-wise, if you can die to yourself and live a life with the mentality of how can I out-honor my spouse, my wife, and the wife think how can I out-honor my husband, I promise you guys are going to live a much better and successful marriage. The problem is we're constantly thinking about us. And in a marriage, no one teaches us this, but the reality is there is no me in a marriage. It's a us. And that us, you made the decision of I'm going to sacrifice my life to make that person's life easier and better. It's that simple. And if you have that mindset, then it really puts you in a perspective where it's like, you know what? It's not about me. It's about her and the other way around. And you guys can really thrive it to a different place. Now, keep in mind, we are human beings. And what does that mean? It means that we are constantly changing. You probably don't look the same as when you were 5 to 10. And then from 10 to 15, 15 to 25, 25 to however old you are now, or from your 40 to your 50s, or when you're 80. So there's different stages in a human being's life. So that means there's going to be different stages in your marriage. There will be the time in your marriage where, newlyweds, and everything is flowers and roses. And then you hit that wall, right? And you start realizing, wait, this isn't exactly what I expected. Well, there you go. Because the expectation was, what's going to be good for me? When in marriages, it's not about you. It's about the other person that you're trying to serve and to give your life for. And then on top of those things, then it's like, hey, we're trying to save. And it's hard because things are expensive. You know, let's try to shoot for a house. But then the unexpected happens and now there's a baby on the way. And before you know it, now you're in the stage of also growing a small family. And that stage eventually changes because then they're in the diaper stage, or they get off the diaper stage, excuse me. And then they're starting to discover, and you need to be careful because you could end up losing yourself in the kid that you forget about you two. Oh wait, but baby number two is on the way. But you just got out of diaper stages and now you're coming back into diaper stages. We just sold all of our strollers and the crib and now we got to get him all over again. Yeah, it could happen. And before you know it, you two start disconnecting because it all becomes about the attention to the kids. So that's why marriages are complicated, but at the same time, they're the most beautiful thing in the world, because not only is that your, or should be, your ride to die partner, but you guys should be in a healthy place, God willing, right? Where you guys can communicate with each other effectively. But I know we lack that, because the truth is I lack that. So it's hard to say, yeah, I want to communicate that I need a date night, or I want to communicate that I want to go golfing, or I want to communicate that I want to hang out with the boys, or I want to communicate that I want to have a girls' night out. But we got to work through it one way or another, because you have to find ways to self-care, right? What we talked about last week. But we also have to take care of the responsibility, which is our spouse and our children. So then life continues, right? And again, 10-minute segments does no justice to talking about marriages. But then disconnects happen where maybe you don't feel loved anymore. Where maybe you feel like there could be a possible another person. Or you just have that suspicious that it's just not clicking correctly. And the kids are already kind of starting middle school, high school, and then the surprise baby comes and it just throws everything off, right? Like, I'm not saying this is everyone's life, but what I'm saying is these things happen. Life happens differently for you than for me, but all these things we have to be aware of when we married, the connection was between husband and wife, not kids. Kids are something that God allows us to borrow. And we could even debate that, because I know when it comes to the structure and order of God, this is how I view it. And if you guys agree with me, great. And if you guys don't, it's fine with me as well. We can definitely debate it if you guys want one day. But the structure in my eyes, it's God goes first, then it's husband, then it's wife, then it's children. But when it comes to husband and wife, it's almost like they're in the same field, only because the Bible does say, you know, for the woman to submit to man, but man, love your spouse like Christ loved the church. So when it comes to godly structure, that's how it is. But when it comes to household structure, it's you guys are on the same playing field. The kids do not go above the husband. So it's wives, it's not you, then the kids, and then the husband. No, wives, it's you and the husband, then the kids. So, because the kids one day are going to leave us. They're going to start their own family, and then it's going to be you two left, and what's going to happen? So you guys got to find ways to continue to connect, either reminding yourselves of how it first started, because the love is really there. It really is. You just have to learn how to be intentional, meaning don't let it ever die. And that's hard, especially for men, because we lack sometimes understanding that we need to deposit by doing certain acts of kindness, you know, taking them out on dates, buying them flowers, getting them chocolates. Oh, I don't do the whole Valentine's Day thing because it's so cliche and everything goes up in price. Sometimes you have to do the pricey thing because your wife is worth that and more, right? And we need those friendships around us. You need me to tell you, hey, dude, wake up. Birthday's coming. Make sure you get something really nice and special for that day. Because then we lack that, and we need to be pushed in that area so that we can show up and show out. Because that's going to not only make her feel loved, but then she's going to reciprocate and say, man, that's a man I want to respect. That's a man I want to follow because he's taking care of me very well. Would you want to follow and respect someone that keeps like, oh yeah, like I bought you those flowers right off the guy that was selling from the freeway just because I remembered on my way home? there's no intentionality there. It wasn't a meaningful thought. A meaningful thought is I'm taking the day off, or I'm taking this time to go to the mall or to go to the flower shop and to place the order behind her back without her knowing to do this. And for us, it can, for guys, I know it can be like, what for? Like, I do so much already. The cars are kept up. The house is kept. Like, this is crazy. Well, this is what you signed up for when you married someone. This is why you're the man of the house. God didn't make you the woman. God made you the man, because God knew that you can step up. God knew that you can take on this responsibility, and God knew that you can do it. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine. But I'm telling you, these are the areas that I lacked in. And I knew that I was failing, or now I know that I was failing in my first marriage. But again, to justify things in 10 minutes or 15, whatever, it doesn't make, I can't. Marriages are very complicated. There's a lot of hurt that happens between husband and wife as well. Little things that can eventually be suppressing either him or her down. And you guys got to find ways to break through. But if you guys have any questions, please send them in. If there's something that I kind of touched on that you're like, man, I want a little bit more elaborated on, send it in. More than happy to help. More than happy to share. Men, I want to make this call very clear. I want you guys to feel very comfortable to reach out to me, please. I've said this in my previous episodes. If I don't know the answer, I will direct you to a place that can help you. But if something's hitting your core and it's telling you, I need help, I want him to kind of just give me this one-on-one guidance, reach out, please. I want to help you, because I wish I had someone that I can see and say, man, thank God he put stuff out there on YouTube. Now I can reach out and ask him that. Why am I failing in my marriage in this? Or why am I failing in my relationship as a father in this? I needed it. And again, I might be able to help, or I might be able to direct you to where, but do it, because the last thing you would want is to lose it all and then find yourself kind of just looking left and right and saying, what happened? So yeah, guys, this is going to conclude pretty much week 4 of the Q&As. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope it's blessing you the way it's blessing me. Thank you guys for constantly subscribing, for sharing. It blesses me so much. I feel like I'm so repetitive in that, but it's because it really means a lot to me. So thank you guys. But yeah, Mac Effect out.